And I'm really excited about this. I should have said this. Very rarely does something rise to the level of a proclamation and going to the school districts and seeing our kids. But I'm honored to have item 8B come to this council. This is appointing our city attorney effective immediately and administering the oath of office to the city attorney. Who is it? I think it was Keen. Thank you, Keen. Congratulations on taking two roles. You just saved us a lot of money. No. Thomas Leeper has been our assistant city attorney for several months, and we've been talking through quite a bit about what our strategy is, and today we're going to, you know, discuss the idea of having him maybe become that city attorney. So I'd be happy to entertain a motion.
Assistant for several years, our interim.
That's right, our interim.
I'll move we...
I'll let you correct that.
Attorney.
Okay, I have a motion from Councilman Adcock and a second from Councilman Marine. Comments from our city council? Yes, Councilman Hairston.
Mayor, I'd just like to say, and Thomas, I've told you this personally, but I just can't say enough about the good job you've done. I believe you not only have you always been very personable to all of us, but whenever I've asked a question, I believe when anyone else has asked a question, I've felt like I got a good, knowledgeable, complete answer. I've always appreciated about you, and I can't think of a better choice for our permanent city manager. Well, you could have that one, too. City attorney. But thank you, Thomas, so much for what you have done, and we look forward to having you for years to come.
I promise you we'll save a lot more money if you serve two roles instead of Keen serving two roles.
Mayor, I'd like to say the same thing. You know, Thomas, I've really enjoyed working with you, not only through P&Z, but through council as well, continuing on. And just like Commissioner Harrison said, I probably call you all the time, and send me, if you can't talk to me, send me a text right away, and really do appreciate your commitment to keep me out of trouble, the rest of us out of trouble, and keeping the city moving forward.
No, absolutely. I'd like to echo those comments. You know, well-deserved. We can't wait to appoint you. And, you know, like Bobby or Councilman Gutierrez said, man, your response time is so quick. I mean, we call you and you call us right back, and it's just incredible to have that, you know, that sense of urgency when we need something and you give us a call right back. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to leave Councilman Madison out.
No, I echo everybody else. Thomas, I think you're doing a great job. I think you've done a tremendous job in keeping us out of trouble and protecting the city at all costs. So I'm excited for you, and congratulations.
Well, I will echo what everyone else has said. I know that when you were I've only served at one city, but I suspect being a city attorney for seven elected officials, or however many there are in any city, is like herding cats on steroids. We're not professionals. This isn't what we do. We're doing our best. You're trying to keep us, you know, out of trouble. You're trying to do everything the right way, but, you know, we're probably making it very complicated for you every day. And I don't think we're the only council, because I think most people who do this, we're not professionals. We just get elected and we're doing our best, but, you know, we're not attorneys and we're not city experts, but you've done a great job of that. You're a great professional. You're calm, cool, and collected. You bring the highest ethical standards to the city of Bryan. You've been able to manage the workload, as multiple other council members have said, not just being responsive to them, but we've got so much going on in the city of Bryan. You've been able to manage the team, bring in an outstanding person to, as you've grown the team, and manage the workload, working with staff and the council. So thank you very much. In a moment, we're going to call the vote, but I hope you guys will join us after that vote and congratulating them. So at this point, any other comments? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Please give a warm round of applause to Thomas. All right, so we're going to administer the oath to Thomas Leeper.
Glad you're joining us, Mayor. Okay. I am very honored to be able to administer your oath of office. And I know that Keen and the rest of the staff joins me in agreeing with the city council how delightful it's been to work with you. And we're very excited and happy to have you joining us as city attorney. So with that said, having completed your statement of appointed officer, will you raise your right hand and receive the oath of office? I state your name.
I, Thomas Leeper.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute the duties
of the office of city attorney,
city of Bryan,
state of Texas,
and will to the best of my ability
preserve,
protect, and defend
the Constitution and laws
of the United States
and of this state.
So help me God.
Thomas.
He's very brave giving an attorney a microphone.
We pay the same rate no matter how much you talk, so you go ahead.
I move to reconsider the appointment of the city attorney.
Council, thank you very much. I really do appreciate your confidence in me. This is a great honor, and I'm very humbled by it. I've got a great team to work with to help fulfill this role, so it gives me confidence in doing that. A great city staff to work with. It's a great and dynamic city that makes it a fun, challenging, and interesting job. So I'm really looking forward to continuing in this role.
Good luck. We're all counting on you. Don't let us down.
I was wondering when that was coming, Thomas.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to say
Councilman Gutierrez.
I'd like to say one more thing. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but, you know.
But he owes you that contract immediately in the morning, right?
Exactly. You know, when we went through this process, we talked about as a council, and we literally got our paychecks today, which equaled the
Not yet.
We're going to get this big paycheck. And our bonus check, apparently, too. So what you get exactly what you pay for, I promise you, up here. But one of the things it is you know, we're a group of business people up here in the top, and we're watching a city that's growing by leaps and bounds right now. We have things that come up to us every day. And we have to make a decision on what is right for not only our community, but everybody who voted for us, and we have to make for our regions, for our, you know, what's going to happen. And we as business people like things to happen very quickly. We want things to happen because we know, you know, it's costing money, it's costing interest, it's costing, we meet with, you know, all the different people that make our community so dynamic. We also don't like to be told no. So what we've been told, what our direction has been is, listen, we'll help you, we'll give direction, you keep us out of trouble, make this stuff happen, and find out how to get to us to a yes without getting us in trouble. It's always a hard deal to do, but you've been managing this thing very, very well in these last months, and I really, really do appreciate the efficiency because it does make things easier for us. It's just the speed of excellence that you've been putting out is very well noted right now. So thank you.